Hare Krishna. So in the previous verse, Lord Shri Krishna spoke, he said that how should a knowledgeable person, a Vidwan, should behave or deal with a Vidwan? Vidwan with a Vidwan. What should be the dealing? And after telling that, now Krishna is going to speak something. Now hearing that there is a person who is Vidwan, there is a person who is Agya or a Vidwan, now the question comes, that how will we recognize both of them? Who is ignorant? Who is Vidwan or who is knowledgeable? That's what now Krishna is going to answer in the verse that we're going to see today. He's going to answer about who is a Vidwan or Agya. And after that, in the next verse, he's going to answer the question that who is Vidwan. So let's see today's shloka. Shloka number 27. Prakritehe kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimodhatma kartaham iti manyate. A very nice shloka to meditate on. Here Krishna is saying, ahankara vimodha, bewildered by false ego. That atma, that person, the person bewildered by false ego, he thinks, karta aham iti manyate. Iti manyate, he thinks what? Karta aham iti. So he's thinking that I am the doer of all the activities. But then in actuality, what is the case? Here it's given. Prakritehe kriyamanani gunahi karmani sarvashah. Karmani sarvashah. All the activities. Kriyamanani is done by whom? Prakritehe gunahi. The three modes of material nature. So, an ignorant person might think that I am doing everything, but actually, who is doing? The three modes of material nature is doing. Let's understand a concept here. Let me tell a concept which consists of three subjects or three important entities. First one is Jivatma, that is all of us. Next one is Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Super Soul. And the third entity is Prakriti, the material nature or external energy of the Lord. Now these are the three entities in this triangle. Now let's understand how this triangle works. Now Jivatma, he desires. Jivatma can only desire. All of us can only desire. We cannot do anything more than that. That is Jivatma. Now Jivatma's desire is sanctioned by Paramatma. So based on the previous karma of Jivatma, Punya and Papa are taken into consideration and Paramatma will decide to sanction or not. So whatever Jivatma is desiring, that is sanctioned by Paramatma depending on previous karma. Now when it is sanctioned, so at that time, Prakriti, she will manifest the desire or materialize the desire of the living entity. Now let's try to understand this, you know, with an example. Now say, a person wants to smoke. Now he has a desire. I want to smoke. I want to do intoxication. He has a desire. Now that desire is taken into consideration by Paramatma. Now Paramatma is a very helpless person. Why? Because he loves us a lot. Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna loves us a lot. So when a living entity desires, when he cries out for that desire to be fulfilled, at that time, Paramatma, being that eternal lovable parent, he sanctions the desire if his punya allows, if his karma allows. Such an unconditional love Krishna has for all of us. So many times people ask that if Lord is a sanctioner, then why is he sanctioning the bad desires of a living entity? This is the reason. When a child, you know, who is smoking cigarettes, say he's a chain smoker, when parents, you know, catch him red-handed, at that time, parents might beat him, they might punish him, but still when the child is not leaving smoking, even after so n number of things done, what will be the parent doing at that time? The parent will just say, okay, you're smoking 100 cigarettes, at least, you know, just take 50. Why? Why didn't they kill that person? Because of the love that is there. Now just imagine if mortal parents of this world have this love. Eternal parent Lord Shri Krishna, who loves us so much, how his behavior will be. That is called as unconditional love. So Krishna sanctions each and every desire if it is supported by the karma of the person. So living entity desires, now Paramatma is sanctioned. Now Prakriti, she will make sure that this living entity is moved from his place. He's firstly put into ignorance, passion, and he'll be taken to the shop. And then, you know, whatever dealings are there in the shop, taking the cigarettes, paying the money, whatever, and then he starts smoking. So this is materialized by Prakriti. So who is desiring? Jivatma is desiring. Who is sanctioning? Paramatma is sanctioning. And who is manifesting or materializing? Prakriti, three modes of material nature. So in this way, there are three entities who are actually involved when any activity has to be done. In fact, Krishna gives more details to it. In 18th chapter, 14th shloka, a very nice shloka which gives five elements. Now we discussed three entities. Now Krishna is giving five entities. What are those? Adhishthanam tathakarta karanam cha prithak vidham vividascha prithak cheshta daivam chaivatra panchamam. Krishna is giving five elements. What are they? Adhishthanam, the body of the performer, the body. Second, karta, the doer, the one who is desiring. Karanam cha prithak vidham, the senses which are involved in doing some activity. Vividascha prithak cheshta, the endeavor that is put. And daivam, the fifth one is daivam, or the sanctioner, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead or Super Soul. So like this, here in this particular verse, only material nature is talked about, three modes of material nature. Why it is talked only about three modes of material nature? Krishna is actually building up the concept. And in the 18th chapter, he gives the five elements finally. So in this way, we understand that when someone says that I am the only doer, then this line makes a lot of sense. Ahankara vimudhatma. That the person is overpowered by the false ego, bewildered by the false ego. So he thinks that I am the only doer. But actually, there are other four who are actually involved in doing any activity. So now, when we discuss this purport, it will make a lot of sense after understanding this concept. So when it comes to this person who is bewildered by false ego, thinking that he is the doer, his desire is only for doing sense gratification. That's very clear. Only sense gratification. And here it is given, the person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. Since his consciousness is completely material, only thinking about sense gratification, overpowered by the three modes of material nature, he thinks that he is the doer. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by material nature, which works under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. See, this body which is there, that is given by three modes of material nature. And whatever activities are done, those are materialized by the three modes of material nature. But then, is material nature independent? Nah. Material nature is under the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna is saying, Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. So Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita that this jagat that you're seeing, Maya dhakshena, it works under my adhyaksha, under my supervision. So it's very clear here that this body is produced, the mechanism of the body is produced by the material nature under the supervision of the Lord. So hope we understand now the material nature, but that is sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Paramatma, Super Soul. The person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. Many times, you know, we hear people saying that, no, be independent, man, have freedom. What are you doing? But thing is, in this world, no one is free. Anyone who says that he is free, this shloka, we should tell him, Ahankara vimudatma. No one is free in this world. Everyone is in perfect control of the material modes of nature who is under the supervision of the Lord. So it is given here that under the control of Krishna. Ultimately under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently. And that is the symptom of his nascence. There are five entities involved, and one entity from that is the doer, the person who is desiring, he is taking all the credit for himself. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently, and that is a symptom of his nascence. This is actually ignorance. Thinking that I am the doer, I have done everything, this is actually proper mode of ignorance. He does not know that this gross and subtle body is the creation of the material nature under the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, his bodily and mental activities should be engaged in the service of Krishna in Krishna consciousness. See, it is very clear. Krishna says, everything comes from me. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattas sarva pravartate. 10.8 Bhagavad Gita. He says, everything comes from me. Everything means everything. This body, which we can see, and the body which we cannot see, I mean the subtle body. So we are spirit soul, covered by subtle body, and that is covered by gross body. So both subtle body and gross body are the gift by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, when this belongs to Supreme Personality of Godhead, then how can we say that this belongs to me? When it belongs to someone else and we grab it, and then we say, no, it belongs to me, and start using it, we will be called as thief and nothing else. So here we have to understand that including my body, everything belongs to Krishna, and it's our duty. It's our duty as part and parcel of Krishna to give back all this in service of Krishna, to use all this in service of Krishna. And the one who does not do that, he's a thief. Very simple. Right? And a very important point which is made at the end. Due to his long misuse of senses and sense gratification, he is factually bewildered by the false ego, which makes him forget his eternal relationship with Krishna. I'm sure in the childhood we might have played the game of just going in circles, yes, or turning oneself in circle. Now when that happens, and when the person stands still, and then when he opens his eyes, what happens? Everything around seems to be moving. And he says that everything, the entire world is moving. But is that the fact? He is bewildered. And so he's thinking that, or he's seeing that everything is moving. Similarly, from so many lifetimes, the living entity is doing sense gratification. So many lifetimes. And by when he's doing sense gratification for so many lifetimes, he automatically sees that, or he automatically starts thinking that I am the doer. I am the doer. And with this mentality of I am the doer, everything is happening because of my endeavor, with this false notion, what happens? The last line. He forgets his eternal relationship with Krishna. He forgets that he is just the servant of Krishna. What is the constitutional position of the living entity? Jivare Swarup Hoi Krishnera Nitya Das. We are Nitya Das, eternal servant of Lord Krishna. But then, what happens? Since he is thinking that he is the doer, he is the master, he forgets the relationship with Krishna. Forget about forgetting the relationship of Krishna, he forgets Krishna also. So much busy in sense gratification. Such a person, Krishna is calling him as Vimudatma, Ahankara Vimudatma, overpowered, bewildered completely by false ego. Now the question might be, okay, if this person is called as Vimudatma, then can you please tell, who is Vidwan? Krishna will tell that in the next shloka. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.